Good evening. We're gonna get started with the regular meeting of the Board of Directors for the Ambrose Recreation and Park District. We don't have Mary Jane today, so will you be secretary?
I'll be the one.
Okay, opening ceremonies. Can you call us to order, please? Call to order, please.
Yes, I can. Director Garcia.
Present.
Director Hudson.
Here.
Director Torlakson.
Here.
Director Hogan.
Here.
And let the record show that Director Dawson is absent.
Okay, let's move on and let's do the Pledge of Allegiance, please.
I pledge allegiance to the flag of the United States of America and to the republic for which it stands, one nation, under God, indivisible, with liberty and justice for all.
Thank you, thank you, thank you. Okay, moving on. I
move we approve the agenda as presented.
A second.
Okay. The agenda has been approved.
No, we have to take a roll call, except for me. So we have a motion and a second?
Yeah.
Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
And Director Garcia.
Aye. Okay, moving on to consent calendar. The consent calendar is composed of routine items of business and will be adopted in whole or in part by motion unless request is made by the board member to remove a specific item.
Through the chair?
Mm-hmm.
Can I pull B and D?
B and D?
Yeah.
Okay.
And I move to approve A, C, and E as stands. Unless somebody else has something they want to do.
So Director Hudson, it's the warrants and the written staff reports, right?
Please.
Yes, ma'am. I'll second that.
Okay.
We have a motion and a second.
Yes.
Approving the consent, Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
So can we talk about B?
Yes, let's talk the warrants, okay.
So Mary Jane's not here, so if these can't be answered, I can call her when she's back. I'm looking at the warrants for water for our parks, and some of them look like the water's still on, and I'm wondering why that would be. You know how there was a bit, you know, like you'll see a fee like for $90-something and it's pretty spendy, but that's just the fee to get the water there.
That's the service charge for the meter,
but
yes.
I'm looking at like Hickory Meadows is $182.53, and I'm just wondering why we would even be watering at all at Hickory Meadows or, Alves Mini Park or...
We're not watering any of the parks right now. They're all turned off, but there are issues with some of the parks where there are broken mains and leaks, and that's what... those charges would be for, most likely. I can confirm that with Mary Jane, but
okay.
That's what's been going on. We've been doing off-season repairs to those.
Right.
And so we're getting everything prepared for the dry season. So no water is on right now to
any
of the parks.
Okay, so anything I see has to do with that.
That's right.
And then we had one, I had been dogging that Tradewinds Park for a while because the water always seemed really high, and I know we've talked about it at other meetings, and I know that you were looking into it with Pacific Site Management. And then at one point, one meeting, I think MJ was saying that, so here's Tradewinds, and then across the street is part of Tradewinds, but it's owned by the county or
yes.
something like that, and they reimburse us.
That's
so
correct.
The first time I've actually seen the reimbursement happen.
Mm-hmm.
Is that a new thing? I just haven't noticed it before?
You haven't noticed it before.
Okay.
Yeah.
And so, even though the water hasn't been on, that would be reimbursement for, we do have some leaky pipes there.
That's right.
Okay. But
yes.
it's passed.
Yes.
Right. So it's like a 3-month thing or
that's
something
right.
like that.
That's
okay.
right.
All right. So that's all I have on B. Thank you.
I have a question since we're there. On item 41561, sunlight termite inspection.
Yeah.
Has that been contained now? So are there termites anywhere else?
They did an inspection. That's how we found the leak underneath, by the way.
Right.
That's what
right.
pointed
okay.
us, let us know about that. But
right.
in answer to your question, there is signs of beginnings of infestations in another part of the building.
Okay.
We can only afford so much, and we asked if we can put this off until we can budget for it, so we're going to wait to see how things turn out. But this took care of the area next to my office, where they're actually coming through the wall. And there are some other areas that they have sighted, which is here, where we're sitting, and we'll be looking into that to see. But it's early stages right now.
Okay.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah. I move that we approve consent calendar item B.
Can I ask a question? Is there a reason that we can't do both of them at once?
I think we have to do them. I think we've been called on that before. We have to do them one at a time.
Yeah, there.
Thank you. See?
So I move that we approve consent calendar item B.
I second.
We have a motion and a second.
Yep.
Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye. Okay, now let's do D, written staff reports.
Yeah. Let me get there. Sorry. Well, a couple of questions. One, are we still going to be doing First Fridays? Is it just delayed a little because of the 70th?
It is, absolutely
okay.
Right.
I thought that might be right.
Yes.
And then, that was it, because the other one had to do with the county reimbursement. So that was my only question. Thank
Great.
You. Anybody else?
Well, I do have a comment, not a question.
Good.
Congratulations to our Dean Center
for receiving
the Outstanding Program Award from the California Association of Park and Recreation Commissioners and Board Members. Oh, that's a mouthful. But
yeah.
It was good.
Yeah.
Great job. And also, thank you. I feel the same way to our chair, Judy Dawson, for acknowledging their great work.
Yeah. That was awesome. I move that we accept consent calendar D.
I second that.
We have a motion and a second. Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye. Moving back along. Number five is presentations by Lori on the Aquatic Center Swimming Program.
Yes.
Nice.
Thank you. If I may.
Thank you, ma'am.
You're welcome. There you go. All
right.
Ooh. Orange.
Thank you, Lori.
Sorry, I didn't get the logo on time to get on. You're welcome. There you go.
Thank you.
So we're getting real excited. We want this rain to stop so we can get going on this pool, because we have a lot of programs that we have planned. I'd like to talk to you a little bit about the programs we have. Thank you for letting me come up here and share this with you. Our grand opening is planned for May 27th at 11 o'clock. That will be the Memorial Weekend, the Saturday of it. We'll have our wonderful presentation and lots of, you know, fanfare and bands and all kinds of fun stuff. And then we'll open the pool right after that. Our season, again, will start the 27th, and it will be weekends, including Memorial Day, till June 7th, we start weekly.
Okay.
Our hours for operation for the recreation swim are gonna be 12 to 5. That'll be 7 days a week, like I said, starting on June 7th. When the kids go back to school in, the reason why I didn't put an ending date is last year in Pittsburgh, there was an ending date of when school was supposed to start back up, and what they did, because they took an additional day at the end of the year, they modified it, so I'm not putting out there in our guide about the when we have our last day. We'll get to that when we get closer to the school district's schedule. It's going to be $6 for adults, $3 for youth and seniors, tune in to free. We are staying in the parameters of, since we have that collaboration with Pittsburgh, Buchanan Pool. So at either or, we have the same pricing within our community.
Great.
We're going to have a season pass offer. It's 26 for the adults and 18 for the youth. Which is really, you can't beat that. All summer goes so many. It's a perfect thing for the kids. And then just giving you a little more about some of our programming. We are going to have the pool available for rental on Friday, Saturday, and Sundays.
It'll be till 8:30 due to the fact there's no lights there. There will be some sublights, but it won't be lit up enough for safety reasons. So we'll offer that 5:30 to 8:30. And then we're going to have, which we're really excited, lessons offered free in November and in the 16-17 fiscal year for Kaiser. There's some funding left. We'll be utilizing that. How their grant is they want kids to have some type of physical activity, and then they want us to be able to track if these kids are still staying physically active. So what we're going to do is give them a season pass as well as their lesson, and we'll be able to track how many times they come back.
Nice.
They're reporting for Kaiser.
Oh,
and they're really excited about
good.
That. And so it's
great.
Really great to do it. And hopefully it keeps kids physically active.
Yeah,
great.
We'll have 70 kids. It'll be first come, first serve, which is exciting. Oh, on our next page is our aquatic lesson. We are going to be becoming a Red Cross provider, which is fantastic.
Oh.
Be able to advertise that. So the Admiral's Pool will be listed on the American Red Cross as our facility as a providership.
Awesome.
So, and we'll have the same guidelines. Somebody can come here from Pleasant Hill or Pleasanton, and they will have the same levels and could just jump into our lessons right here, which is great. We will not be doing the IPAP, which is the infant preschool level, because we don't have that real shallow area for them. So we'll be doing the ages six years to adults. If a child's 5 years old in the 6 years and turning six within a 6 month period, we will be able to take them.
Okay.
That's according to the Red Cross guidelines. We'll also be doing private lessons. And on our lessons, like you see this listed of what we plan, sometimes it gets adjusted. I don't want any child to not have a lesson. For example, on our session one, if there's 20 kids that want level one, and there's nobody that wants level three, we'll add as many level ones as far as we have constructors and pool time, because we want all those kids to get those lessons.
Mm-hmm.
So we're really excited about that, and we'll be offering Saturday lessons. The really cool thing about this is we are going to start advertising this in the April Rec Guide for Pittsburgh.
That's amazing.
So there's two pages we're going to have with Ambrose. We're going to list all of our lessons. We have set up our PEAK program that they have here for registrations at the Ambrose Center, that people can go online. Very difficult to do online registration for aquatics due to the fact that people don't quite know their levels.
Right.
So we're asking that you either register here, you'll see on the very last page, if you turn on the back, they can register here. They can register at the Ambrose Pool after May 27th,
okay,
once we're open, and they can register at the Buchanan Stone Center.
Nice.
We have set up our program so it's cloud-based, so we can do the same registration there, and it'll all be in the same financial reports for Mary Jane as for the county. It'll be separate from Pittsburgh. So we're really excited.
Cool.
Yes, sir.
Can I ask a question? The season passes, are those going to be available online?
No, they will be also, you can register at the pool or these two locations.
Great, thank you.
Because we actually physically give them a card with their name on it. We laminate it, that they take it.
Good.
And that we'll just have a checklist, and they can, so that's how we can track them.
Great.
That's cool.
Dang it.
Nice job.
Yeah.
How many months can I sign over my checks?
as we grow and as we grow and as we see how the pool availability and how much room we have, we really would like to expand some of our programs. After school programs we're working in additional grants. Also, Los Pinales Hospital, Community Hospital, Healthcare District, excuse me. We are going to use their grant starting on the next fiscal year, the 17-18. We have $20,000 earmarked. Anybody from Ambrose that would like to get a lesson at Ambrose Pool will get funded through the Los Pinales Healthcare District.
That's
so
great.
So I'm excited about that, too.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
And eventually it'd be nice to have we talked about all the possibilities as we've been doing about this pool all these years. Maybe some exercise class for seniors, water aerobics, that kind of thing.
Exactly.
I know that you're thinking that way.
Absolutely.
And
again,
it starts with the learning how to swim for sure.
Exactly. And again, that's where we're kind of waiting. We'd like to maybe do a fall program. As you see, we have fall lessons that'll be starting the 7th, August 7th and the 21st. That's when we'd like to kind of pilot our aquatic programs. The thing is, if our lessons are that huge and that big, we need to kind of see our hours and lighting issues and see how that all works, because it'd be great to do a 6:30 to 7:00. And water aerobics is what I taught for 25 years, so that's my forte. I'm excited to bring that into the program.
Nice.
Yeah.
A lot of seniors love that too, because yes. It's really kind to their bodies.
And my hope is, and it's not in here, I was going to add it, but I kind of have to still see the poll, is why swim lessons are going on to have a lane and people can do lap swimming.
Nice.
Why we do lessons, there's no reason why we can't have just a lane specified for people to do lap.
That's cool.
Yeah. I would like the reason why I didn't put it in there is because I want to see if it's accessible to water walk as well for those seniors, lap swimming and water walking, so we can incorporate both of those in.
Great.
Nice job.
Great job.
So I have a question. Do you know what the maximum capacity is?
I do not. That's why that's why I'm in a gray area. I'm sure we have that specified, but they could have a maximum capacity, and then there's the comfort of a swim program involved in it. So I do kind of want to wait and see how things are going. And then once we get the whole picture, there won't be a minute on that pool that it's not being used for our community.
That's
great.
Thank you.
Okay, moving on. Number 6, the general manager's report.
Thank you, Madam Chair. These rains have been torrential lately, and it actually flooded our Ambrose Park. The creek rises so rapidly, the ground is saturated, nowhere else for the water to go, which is a spillover. So fortunately, it kind of eased up as it got to the critical things, although it did wash a lot of the landing area material in the playground right out. So we're going to have to salvage as much as we can of that and then order and replace some of that, because that's the law. So we'll be doing that as soon as the rainy season ends. But you know, the good news is it didn't do anything damage other than that. It just it got really raging there for a bit. The leak under the building is repaired. We had an interesting situation. It was going to cost us a little bit more money to actually have them crawl from my office to the other end of the building where the leak was occurring. However, we did find a crawl space just feet away from it. So it was a range between $2,000 and $5,000, and we ended up paying $3,000 for the repair. So you know, it worked out for us, and we've got that fixed. Completed the 6-month review for the PSSF grant, the teen program grant. We submitted that, so we were on time and had good news to report with that grant. If you haven't looked at the pool development over there, the bathhouse is being built. The walls are up and the door frames are in, and you know, the foundation had been poured, and they're working rain or shine. They just put a canopy over, and they'll continue to do that with the expectation that'll be complete in the next 5 weeks or so. So that's we did not want to delay that. That was going to be the big delay, because that's a separate contract. As you may remember, that's ROMTEC. And if we had to delay that, we would have to get on their schedule again. And that was getting too close for anybody's comfort. So we decided that we wanted to push forward with that. The RFPs for the painting and ceiling for the CDBG grant, they have been drafted. And the one nice thing about this is I haven't worked the details out with the county, but we are able to do a CMAS grant, a CMAS bid for the ceiling tiles. That's a California Multiple Award Schedule grant, which means that the state has already done the legwork in finding the lowest bid available, so we don't have to go through a long, drawn-out bid process for the ceiling tile. Yeah, we've actually used it here on another occasion. And the grid is in good shape up there, so we're going to get the ceiling tiles and probably in-house be able to replace those. We had set a pretty good size amount of money, but after we've inspected and seen what our options are, we've noticed that it's much better to go ahead and do that, purchase the tiles through the CMAS grant, the materials itself, and do that in-house. I still have to work out the details with the county, and this is a possibility, but I wanted to report to you that we're pursuing that opportunity. The other thing is the painting of the facility itself. And I had a representative from Kelly Moore come in today, because I need specifications for that. So I want him to provide specifications. The representative also has a list of contractors that would be interested in bidding on this. They understand the parameters, that it is a federal money and it is a prevailing wage project. So, you know, so I'm waiting for the county to give me the green light on the RFP, and then we'll go out to bid on that. We're hoping to get this done sometime in March. It just depends on how, you know, coordinating this with the county sometimes can result in delays, but we're working on it. I think we should be able to get this done. The project itself is not going to be very tough. I think it's a week of painting and a week of ceiling tile, so it should work out all right. And as Director Torlakson already stated, the Teen Center received the California Association of Parks and Recreation Commissioners and Board Members for an award for outstanding program. And it's quite an honor, and I'm very proud of the program that we've developed there, and I think the board has been very proud and cognizant of what's been going on back there with Randy and his kids. So it's been a wonderful program. Randy will be honored at the March 2nd 2017 awards banquet in Sacramento, and also we learned today it was announced that Randy has been awarded the Champions of Advocacy, another award presented by the Earn and Learn East Bay program. So, and he will be honored the following day on March 3rd for that.
In the back to back.
So, again.
Once.
Yeah, that's right. That's right.
Yeah, but they feed me twice.
Yeah.
Whoa, man.
And lastly, he kind of ran out before I got a chance to introduce him, but Officer Quentin Valentine has been assigned to Bay Point and to Ambrose, and we're excited about, off he goes.
Yeah.
So we're excited about having him represent us and working with Randy and other programs to be a part of what we do here and part of the community. So it's very, very exciting to have that. So anyway, that concludes my report.
Awesome. Thank you.
So nice. Goodness.
Number 7, legal counsel report. We don't have. There's none. So we're up to number 8, public communications. At this time, the public may make comments on matters not on the agenda, but within the jurisdiction of the board of directors. The speakers are limited to 3 minutes. A request to speak form should be submitted to staff prior to speaking. No action will be taken by the board of directors. And I don't have any.
Okay.
So we're moving on to board matters. Individuals wishing to speak on items included on this agenda should first fill out and submit a request to speak form to be recognized by the chair. Please address the board and limit your comments to the specific item being discussed at that time. Speakers are limited to 3 minutes. Number A, consider authorizing Chairperson Dawson to serve as the board representative to Contra Costa Special Districts Association. Anybody has any questions or thoughts?
Should there be a county in between Contra Costa and Special District Costa? Say
no,
that again?
No, it's Contra Costa Special
Contra
District
Costa
because
Special
they're title.
Okay.
Yeah, CCSDA.
I move that we approve Chairperson Dawson to serve on the Contra Costa Special District Association.
I second.
Board.
It's been moved and seconded. Let's see. Figure this out. Hold on, just give me a second here. 1 and 2. Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
And Director Garcia?
Aye. All right, moving right along. B, consider authorizing Chairperson Dawson to attend the 2017 California Parks and Recreation Society State Conference. Anybody has any thoughts or?
Anyone else want to go?
I've been wanting to go, but I looked at these dates and like couldn't, because I was going to ask if maybe, because I know she did it last year.
Yeah.
So I thought it might be nice to have someone else different, but I found out about it too late, and when I asked, I couldn't get the time off. So, I mean, I think one of us should go for sure.
Mm-hmm. So. Are you going?
No, I'm not going to go to this one. Maybe
okay.
The following year to Southern California, maybe in Long Beach or Ontario or something like that.
I'll join in that one.
Yeah.
Yeah. So I move that we authorize Chairperson Judy Dawson to attend the 2017 California Parks and Recreation Society State Conference starting.
It's been moved and seconded. Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Garcia? And let the record show, I should probably have been saying this whole time, that Director Dawson is absent.
Okay. C, consider authorizing Director Hogan to serve on the board of directors for the California Association of Parks and Recreation Commissioners and board members. Any thoughts or questions?
Well, Director Hogan has been representing us for a long time there, and he's done a great job.
Yeah.
So I think he deserves to go back and represent us again.
Yeah, I agree with that.
I move.
Yeah.
We authorize Director Hogan to serve on the board of directors for the California Association of Parks and Recreation Commissioners and board members.
I second.
It's been moved and second. Director Hoagland?
Aye.
Director Torlakson?
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
And let the record show, Director Dawson is absent.
You're doing a good job there, Vice Chair.
D, a review mid-year budget financial forecast and approve the proposed fiscal year 2016-17 budget adjustments.
Yes, we do this at the mid-year to make any adjustments that we see in forecasting for the remainder of the season. As you know, our operating budget is a best guess scenario. So when we start into it, we base that information on what we see in the future and what we've experienced in the past. However, as we start going through the fiscal year, we'll notice that there are some things that need to be tweaked for one reason or another. And this one has a variety of reasons. That we're tweaking some things. Some things are very positive. You'll see that the income in our recreation classes is expected to go a little bit higher than we anticipated. Correspondingly, when you do that, it's because we're on a 70-30 split. When we take in more money, we pay out more money, so those kind of work proportionally. But nevertheless, it's an indication that more people are starting to be involved in our recreation programs, and that's working out well. I will be happy to answer any questions that you may have. I'll just again highlight some of the things that may have piqued your interest. You know that the assessment, both assessments are static. They come in, they're set at a certain rate. So you can see with the income that they're consistent and easy to predict. At the beginning of the year, we usually don't have the grants in, so we can't report that as income until after that. So you'll see the reporting of the grant funding in there in the income. The general fund projects, we're actually, we have two units, one above Randy's room and one above here. The AC, HVAC units have come to the end of their useful life and they need to be replaced. So we need to transfer money in to replace those. Those are, you can see that's $14,000 generally. The general manager here can sign contracts less than $15,000, but since we're bringing this to the board, it might as well, you know, be here for you to see what that money is being spent on. So that money is being transferred out of the $67,000 assessment carryover, which is a nice thing to have. Now, carryovers come from your expenses and your income, you know, that your income has exceeded your expenses. So we've been pretty good about, you know, being frugal in the past few years. You know, sometimes we would like to be proactive, but here, you know, because we've been so tight, we've had to be reactive. So we wanted to ensure that we have money for things that kind of go wrong, like the HVACs. So we've been pretty frugal about what we've done. Sometimes, you know, this board does take some criticism from the public but you know, it's the appropriate thing to do to ensure that we're able to keep our buildings open and keep our facilities safe and usable. We have the assessment fund. There's a couple of items in there. The $9,678 plus the $617 is just our 25% part of that CDBG grant. Okay. One is an old grant that we've had since the 70s that we'll finally close that out, transfer that money, and it was granted to the district for the use of the community center. So we spent it on the floor, I believe, and now we're going to spend the balance
it's
on.
It's been there for so long.
Been
long
there forever.
Again.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah. So it is kind of a bookkeeping nightmare too. Yeah. So we'll take that. Just to let you know that the board did approve a a reserve policy that really the idea is to keep a minimum of 20% of the revenue set aside for a rainy day fund or for a reserve fund. And we're right now at 31%. So we're doing rather well with that.
And it's raining.
Yes, yeah. Yes, and it is raining. That's right. A very good point. You're right. So it's a good goal. We're in a good position. You've heard our auditor say that right. They don't see that many organizations with this kind of health financially. However, we know that you know, hangs in the balance in terms of one major thing can go wrong and we would have to dip in some of those funds, just the way we're set up. For the expenses part, the recreation coordinator has been an interesting position. You know, I know this board has been interested in expanding recreation offerings ever since I've been here, and we're starting to see more of a push to do that. More programs, more special events, more family events, and that requires some time. And we had the 70th anniversary, and you know, everybody attended that to see what a wonderful event was. It takes a lot of planning to do things like that, and we didn't anticipate that, contemplate that as part of the budget. We hired a new coordinator. There's a learning curve associated with that. We got the Junior Giants program. It was wildly successful. It was so successful, they're giving us our own coordinator this year. We shared one with Pittsburgh, but we're going to bring that back. So it's a very well-received program. That takes a good chunk of time, as Lori knows. She has helped out with that. Not only that, is because these were such big programs, I did bring Lori on with the experience to kind of help with that, because I think our recreation coordinator would have been very overwhelmed with all this stuff, and it would have been difficult to push forward with that. That being said, we're going to put an additional $10,000 to get us through the remainder part, the final part of the year with that.
Could I ask a question? Does that mean salary or?
It's yes, that's in salaries. Yeah, that's okay. Correct.
But how do you anticipate using that? Extending the coordinator's hours or like using someone else?
That's a really good question. Mm-hmm. And we are at this point at the mid-year level have exhausted the budget. So we have no more money left for recreation programs because we have concentrated, most of it is front loaded anyway, your summertime programs, your fall activities and stuff like that. Right. We're probably going to be good between now and June. We've got a couple of special events, but most of it was front loaded. So this will provide us the opportunity to continue with some of the programs. We have Junior Giants coming up with that. We've got the Easter egg hunt that we have to do. We've got a couple of other programs that we're going to...
Basketball.
Oh, yeah, we have the... That's right, and those are the little kids, Johan's classes. So we have programs that we need to pay our recreation coordinator to coordinate, and that's what will get us through the final part of the year.
Okay.
Yeah.
So can I make sure I understand this? And I know everything's always a guess. When we had approved the prior amount, we didn't know how time intensive 70th would be or things associated with pool or various
junior giants. That's right.
We didn't know that.
That's correct.
So now we know that.
That's right.
You know, and now we want to get through the rest of the year.
That's right.
And then also, you know, we're going to also have the pool open. Okay.
That's right. And that's why we have mid-year adjustments,
right.
Just for that purpose.
Right.
So,
makes sense.
And that really is good news.
Yeah.
That we're providing, you know, these recreation services to folks and putting more money towards that. So
I think it's awesome.
It's encouraging. So.
Yeah. That's great. That's really good.
Professional services, that one, I don't know if you noticed, that one stands out. We had the auditor pay, we had IT person, we were doing a lot for IT. We got the phones coming in, we've got Peak software, we've got other things that's been driving that cost. So, and we also put our guards into that one for professional services where we used to pay them on the payroll. Now we contract with them,
right.
Which is a much better deal for the district.
Good. I noticed that too.
Also, simple things like uniforms, you know, we don't think about. And my staff has been really good about coming to me and saying, we need slickers for this kind of inclement weather. We would like to have coats. We would like to have hats. We would like to have long sleeve shirts, things that we haven't had here and distributed for a while, especially after the organizing of how we offered our maintenance and contracting. But anyway, we're very fortunate to have a great staff, and it's our duty and my pleasure to make sure that they have the stuff that's necessary to have their job.
It's so professional.
Very professional, yes.
When they do that kind of a job,
yes,
they deserve it.
Yes, absolutely.
Yeah.
Security guards, so we have the guards and professional services actually lock our park, and then we have the security guards who work our events. And again, we're contracting for that service rather than having them on payroll, so that's why you see the, it's just a different, the money has been shifted from part-time salaries to contract.
Can I ask a question?
Yes, absolutely.
I was wondering about the phones. There was a phone item.
Mm-hmm.
I thought we were done with AT&T phones.
Well, that's very good. Very good point. It's a very good point. We're currently paying, it was actually more than this, and we actually cut that budget by about 25%. We're paying about $800 a month for our phone data line, you know, everything that it serves.
Right.
I just talked to our IT person today. We're going to enter into an agreement with Comcast that will cut our budget to $394 a month. Better service, extremely fast service. This is a much, much better deal. So we're probably going to migrate to that real quick.
Okay.
So the $9,500 that we see that we're going to spend here will probably go down. $9,500 is annually. It's $800 a month. We'll see that almost be cut in half of the remainder of the
year.
That's
incredible.
Yeah. It is incredible. And that's kind of the way it works with IT stuff. You can get twice the speed at half the cost if you wait long enough.
Right.
So we'll be installing our new phone system, and then I'll be able to, during a general manager report in the future, be able to tell you what we're experiencing, how that's working for us, and why that is such a better deal for the district in terms of service providing. So,
does the new phone system at all have any implications with our our phone registration? Is there any?
No.
Okay.
No. I'm on the second page of. We already talked about the pest control. I just wanted to let you know that they eradicated the termites, so and paid for it. Tools is another interesting thing.
Yeah.
We were getting wiped out with tools, and you know, we can all speculate as to why.
Right.
However, we need to refurbish those supplies, and we've been doing this kind of gradually as they've needed them. But we've got, for example, we were out rolling graffiti, and we got a paint sprayer, and they can knock that out in large areas. They'll roll it or try to apply something to get it off in smaller areas, but the larger areas they can just take care of it right away. So the people that are graffitiing our facilities are getting very frustrated because this stuff is down immediately.
It's off.
Yes, it's off in the morning generally. Mm-hmm. So they spray it at night in the cover of darkness, and by the next morning, our staff has taken it down. So almost nobody gets to see this graffiti.
I've been in there, walked my dogs, seen it, and by the time, and the park's not that big.
Yeah.
By the time I've walked and I got go back to my car, it's going. I'm like, Alfredo, how'd you do that?
They're very good, very attentive to that.
Yeah.
Now we have two guys who are always. Yeah. And the board can help with eyes and ears, and everybody can contribute to when this comes about to alert us, and we get on it right away. So, but they've been doing a real good job with that. Anyway, we're giving them the tools to be more efficient, more effective with their labor. So it's exciting. Let's see. We put the pool in. The pool budget is in here. You can see that it started out at $19,000, but I mean, Lori got done with it. It almost doubled.
Thanks, Lori.
No. Now we got some realistic figures. I mean, this is we put on. This was almost a place marker for the mid-year budget correction. So we're now in here includes. It's $2,000. It may not be that, but it's our contribution to the city of Pittsburgh mailing out and giving us space in their activity guide, which, trust me, is in fantastic deal. It's a wonderful offer from the city of Pittsburgh, and it is a major deal for us to have something. And it's not only that, it's a page that's going to be set aside. We could put other things other than aquatics.
Oh,
we can put Mr. Hagata's class in there. We can do, and this is going to be mailed out. And for us, it's a bargain. I mean, it's just for the mailing alone is like $6,000.
Right.
And to make one of these things is very, very expensive. So it's been a great deal. I want to also tell you about working with the city of Pittsburgh and how these cooperative effort seems to work out for both agencies. Lifeguards, we used to have a lot of lifeguards. They take up a lot of payroll time, a lot of administration time. There's a whole bunch of them, and there's just lots of processing going on. And as soon as your payroll increases in terms of people on the payroll itself, all your other associated taxes go up with that. But we've worked out a cooperative effort with, we will take on Lori and Bill, actually Bill the city of Pittsburgh for her time that she's doing. She will be keeping separate times for that. They will take on all the lifeguards and they will bill us for the use of the lifeguards.
Wow.
So it is just, yes, and instructors, yeah, lifeguards. I always, it's all bundled into one. But the lifeguards and the instructors. So it's just, another wonderful cooperative effort between the two agencies to ensure that we're offering the best services at the best cost to our constituents. So, it really worked out well.
That's so cool.
It's an economy of scale is basically what it is. So. Other things, you can see this number here is just kind of an indication on the capital projects expenses, the 121.7. We're still watching our nickels and dimes here. We are. And that indicates that's kind of where we're projecting that we're going to have money above and beyond our regular operating expenses. It's just a guess, but we're going to see if we can do that. So we'll actually take in $121,000 more than we'll spend. That's used for capital money, and the board has set up a pretty good capital program here in allowing the general manager to make sure that we're, staying afloat and taking care of things as they arise. And there's things that we can't anticipate, like the $5,000 or those $3,000 for the leaky,
right,
that we need to take care of. I mean, it's pouring water, it's compromising the facility, other things like the HVAC and things like that. This makes it much more efficient to be able to go out and procure the work and get on with things. So it's working out real well. And again, that's separate than the assessment money that the that's left in the revenue account. Let's see. I don't think I have anything else that I have. I'd be happy to answer any questions you may have.
As far as the gym, I know that we had a volunteer and now we do not. So is it closed now?
Yes, we don't have that opening. We're trying to recruit another volunteer. Unfortunately, we had Raul. I don't know if you're familiar with Raul. He was just a jack of all trades. Was here and helped us with our baseball program and all kinds of things. He actually moved out of state. And so, Lori, I don't know. Do you know anything about the recruitment or maybe... Randy, do you know anything about the recruitment for the...
We have been putting it out to some of the members who have already signed up, asking them that question if they would be interested in going down that line as far as looking over the gym and in return possibly work something out with them as far as their fees are concerned.
That's the way it usually worked. It was kind of a quid pro quo arrangement. So.
So we need a real hard body that wants to be in the...
That's right. Absolutely. Yeah. And they like
right.
that. Are your kids using it still?
Absolutely.
Yeah, the kids are still using the facility. But
so it's open at what times?
Well, for the teenagers, I open it and go in there with them from 3 till about 4:45 because at 5 o'clock it's open to the public. So I want them out of there all cleaned up so the public can come in and use it for the ones that have already paid. And then between my room and the gym, I go back and forth just to keep an eye that people know that we do have some coverage in the weight room as well. So
right.
I will float up and down the hallway.
But at this time, it's close.
We've got a couple of, what do we have?
Seven. There's about three consistent
three?
People going in there.
They're
right
paid
now.
For the year that still get access to that.
Yeah.
Got it.
Yeah.
So who opens? Is it Oh, you open it. Randy. Oh, you extend your hours.
Well, I open it because I know at 5 o'clock I'm taking my kids out of there.
Yeah.
And I know it's open to the public. So that's when I open it for the public, and then I will float up and down the hallway and keep an eye on it.
And then it closes at 8 still.
It closes a little earlier than that. Actually, one of our members is right here.
That's right.
So they get, I think they get out of there like around 7:15-ish.
Yeah.
Yeah, so they come in around 5:15, depending on their day, and they're out there about 7:15.
Would you like to be a volunteer?
Yeah. He just got
a hand up. No.
Believe me, we've already asked.
He just got citizen of the month, so maybe.
He has other responsibilities.
I'm on call for work.
Yeah. All right, they're giving me a hard time.
Okay, and then I know it's not in the budget yet, but is there any, I mean, I'm sharing this with you, any plans on the community garden?
Yeah, we have been talking about that.
I'm talking with Randy about an opportunity for the community garden, but I haven't vetted that yet. Not a lot of people are thinking about community gardens with the rain coming down so much, but we do have an opportunity to possibly do something, and the Boy Scouts may. I might get the ear of the Boy Scouts working cooperatively with them. So I have nothing yet to report, but nothing in the budget. But that's an interesting thing. And the board would have to provide me with that direction if you would like to allocate some funds for the, it's never been done before, for initially when you start up and seed
we
money.
We did have a budget, but it first started,
yes,
we put in
yes.
A seed money of,
yes,
I think,
you did.
$2,000.
Yes, you did.
Right.
That's correct.
We haven't done anything.
No, and that's certainly something to consider. So,
okay.
Yes.
Cool.
Nice. Good job.
Madam Chair, can I make a motion that we approve the mid-year budget? Help me get it right here in a second.
Well, I want to say thank you. You look good. Pat yourself in the back. Lori, Randy, pat yourself in the back. You guys are doing a great job.
Yeah.
Thank you.
So, Madam Chair, can I move approval of the proposed fiscal 2016-2017 budget adjustment?
A second.
It's been moved and second. Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Hudson.
Aye.
Director Garcia.
Aye.
Let the record show that Director Dawson is absent.
Last item.
Okay. E, consider approving a design change to install a roof on the mechanical room at the Aquatic Center, not to exceed $16,000.
Yes, as you may remember, I came to the board and asked for approval for $12,000. It actually got a little more complicated than that, as they often do. They needed a stamp set of plans, which cost money to get an engineer to do that. And the materials itself are a little bit more. The estimated cost is about $15,700 or $750. I wanted to ensure that we had enough so I didn't have to come back to you. And they're getting ready to put that together ASAP. So it's within the contingency. And I think, as we discussed, it's certainly worthwhile to get this roof put on the mechanical room.
We approve a design change to install a roof on the mechanical room at the Aquatic Center, not to exceed $16,000.
I second that.
It's been moved and seconded. Director Hoagland.
Aye.
Director Torlakson.
Aye.
Director Hudson?
Aye.
Director Garcia?
Aye.
And let the record show that Director Dawson is absent.
All right. Number 10, public hearing, we have none. 11, we have closed session, and we have none. 12, committee reports, board comments, and items for the next agenda. Board members, please.
Madam Chair, I would like to go on record, as the other board members have, congratulating Randy, and not just Randy, but his team center and the program award that they're going to be presented next month in Sacramento. Well-deserved, and it is a big deal. And you'll see that next month when you're there. So I'm very, very proud of you. One of the things that we might want to look to in the future, especially on the north sessions, when the convention's in the north, is they have a whole teen segment that's on, and it's typically on Thursday or Friday. And so they would only go for that one thing. And one of the things that the CBM is working on is a one-day attendance fee. Instead of paying the $300 or $400 for the whole week,
oh, nice.
To just have a one-day shot. So we're trying that with the, for successful, we're working on that. Okay, but congratulations, you. It's well deserved, and I'll look forward to being there that night and stand up and screaming like a Comanche.
Nice.
So, that he is being awarded that night with. That's the night that we bring in our new officers, and we have outstanding professional, which is Tim Berry from Livermore Recreation and Park District. The presidents and the administration will be installed that night. And so it's the first time I think that Ambrose has ever gotten a statewide award like that. So kudos out of you. You ought to be pretty proud of that. The first time ever you're representing. So we're grateful.
Awesome. Well, you probably already heard the announcement of a new award for, I think it's for, representative of the East Bay Regional Park District, Colin Coffey. And I've mentioned this to Doug, and he's the one representing us in our area here. And I think he would be a tremendous help to our district as well. I know I worked with him as a member of the Park Advisory Committee, and he knows so much about the district. And I've already bent his ear on helping us, and looking forward to working with him. He'll probably come in here one of these days to introduce himself.
And through the chair, I just want to continue to thank the general manager and his staff for being so responsive and generous with their time. It's always such a pleasure to call, and I'm answered my questions immediately right then, and if I can't get them answered, Mary Jane's just, you and Mary Jane are just really on top of it, and it's just really a pleasure. And it's just such an honor to serve as a board member for this district. I'm really proud of us. I think that we're really serving our community well, and I think we are slowly but surely giving our community what they deserve. And I'm really proud of us and you and your staff.
Thank you.
Ditto. Yeah.
Okay.
It's going to make a big gesture.
Okay?
No, I'm afraid to.
You're right. Okay. I move adjourned.